5. Le Renard. The fighting went on for some time. The war cries of the Hurons filled the air. Hawkeye shot several Hurons with his long hunting rifle. The Indians called his rifle La Longue Carabine because it never missed a shot. The army used short rifles, but the scouts were also hunters. Therefore, they used long rifles, which were very accurate. Hawkeye ran out of gunpowder, and he asked Uncas to go to the canoe to get some. Uncas went to the canoe, but to his great disappointment, he saw the Hurons pulling the canoe down the river. They were stranded on that small island, without ammunition and without a canoe. The only possible solution was for Hawkeye and the Mohicans to swim up the river and get help from General Monroe. It was decided that Major Hayward would stay to protect the girls and the wounded preacher, David Gamut. Hawkeye and Chingachgook jumped into the river and began swimming. But Uncas stood near Cora and looked at her.
Your friends are already in the river. Isn't it time for you to follow?
Cora asked.
Uncas will stay to protect you,
the young Mohican said.
Oh, no, generous warrior. Go to my father as my confidential messenger. Tell him to trust you. Tell him to free us. This is my wish, Uncas.
The calm, warm look of the young warrior changed to sadness. But he obeyed. With a fast step, he crossed the rocks and jumped into the river. He, Chingachgook, and Hawkeye swam away quietly. They hoped to return to the island to rescue their friends soon. Little did they know of the bad luck that was to follow. Soon after their departure, the Hurons came onto the island. They began to search everywhere. First, they found the rifles that had been left behind. They immediately recognized Hawkeye's long rifle and shouted in French, La longue carabine! La longue carabine! Several Hurons stood around the long hunting rifle and looked at it in amazement. They knew that the owner of the rifle was an extraordinary shot. Major Hayward, David, and the girls were hiding silently in the cave. They heard the shouts of the Hurons coming closer. They sat and waited. Cora embraced Alice, who was terrified. Before long, they were discovered by the Hurons. Magua was their triumphant leader. He had betrayed them all.
Le Renard is my French name, and I am truly clever and cunning like a fox,
said Magua, his eyes shining with satisfaction.
Now you are all prisoners of Le Renard.
He laughed. He took the girls, Major Hayward and David Gamut, prisoners. But he had really wanted to capture Hawkeye and the Mohicans. Magua and the Huron Indians took their prisoners across the river. Then Magua and the 5 warriors went south with the prisoners. The other Hurons went back to the French army camp.